the words mean? We didn't, that was not on the chart. It was off the chart. The chart only discussed what's the din. It's mana, shalom is mana, levina, shalom is mana. We never discussed what is the din and what shalom is mana. So one thing is very clear, that on Pesach is mana, that's for sure. Another thing is very clear, after Pesach is shalom is mana, that's also crystal clear. What's not 100% clear is what about Erev Pesach Akkasov? Is that called mana or is that called shalom is mana? So let's take a look at Rashi. Rashi is off the chart. The chart only discussed what's the din. Mana, shalom is mana, levina, shalom is mana. We never discuss what is mana and what shalom is mana. So one thing is very clear, that on Pesach is mana, that's for sure. Another thing is very clear, after Pesach is shalom is mana, that's also crystal clear. What's not 100% clear is what about Erev Pesach Akkasov? Is that called mana or is that called shalom is mana? So let's take a look at Rashi. Rashi, the Rebbe. Rabbi Shlomo Yisro. How does Rashi learn? Shalom is mano. So Rashi right away jumps. So the ach, omal ha'achar ha'pesach lo raitza. So right on Shalom is Mana to Rabbi Yehuda, Amala Achar HaPesach Zoraisa. So Rashi seems to limit the word Shalom is Mana to refer to the Achar HaPesach. It is true that Rabbi Yehuda says something about Lifnei Pesach too, but Rashi ignores that completely. Otherwise Rashi should have said that Shalom is Mana means Lifnei Pesach and the Achar Pesach. Should have said both. Should have said both. Doesn't say that. He says it means the Achar Pesach. The Achar Pesach. Oh. Rashi Dav Chof Tetzim is based. Dibra Matzil, Shalom Bimino, which one? Shalom Bismano, excuse me, Shalom Bismano. That's the proper Dibra Matzil, right? And Shalom Bismano, he tells what Shalom Bismano means. Shalom Bismano means what the Rashi, the Achar Pesach. Okay.
But that would also mean that Erev Pesach Achar Matzil is Bismano.
That means it implies that Erev Pesach Achachatzos is called Bismano. I'm sorry?
Neither.
Okay. That's true. Never thought of that. It's neither Bismano nor Shalom Bismano. Well, that's the question. We'll come to that soon. What is Rav Shimon's opinion about Erev Pesach Achachatzos? So we saw that Yehom Machlokas, right? The Balamos, they can actually eat it. I mean, if... right? And the Chashbos is over Mizu, which should go off. And others say it's also with the right to eat it, and then somebody says it's also with the right to have a no from him. Now, Dov is correct. That should have an impact on how we translate the word Shalom that we'll see soon. Guess what? You're right. You don't realize how right you are. You can't even believe how right you are. But meanwhile, I'm telling you you're right. So let's see. Let's just go slowly. One thing at a time. Oh. So now, the... Vilna Gaon in Tav Mem Zayin, it's a cut in Yud Gimel already. This is followed. The Mechaber says in Siv Beis, Chomet Shinisarev Mishay Shol Salamala Alayla Ein Olsa B'mashu. Eladino Kishari Surim. Who said so? Well, we saw it yesterday already. Who said so? Who are we calling? Who? The Rosh. The Rosh said so. And the Baragol, the Rosh, Perk Bez of Sachim. Simon Hay. So yesterday is Maramakam. We saw it yesterday in Shir. Says the Vilna Goyen, Afa Gav the Kaimalan Kirabi Yehuda will lift Nate Mano. Oh, even though we passed the lift Nate Mano, it's Osir Bidat Torah. It's a typo. Mikomakom came in the lek of Kore after Rabbi Yehuda Chav Chetzam and Beis.
Change.
Rabbi Yehuda.
No, we learned it. Mr. Marissa, we know it's
Okay, made a mistake.
That's a tendency. In the other, it says re, and some
re. That's right. That's re. Re. You know, the re could be because of that other thing. Okay. Then the gong goes weiter, and the gong says. Chavtesa mebeis on a rab, chomet v'chule, shalom v'zmane v'chule. Then he adds, v'hua din lifnei zmano. What does that mean? The lifnei zmano should be like what? Shalom v'zmano. Can I repeat again? The gong, I told you, it's in remises. He calls the Chavtes of the Beis Omer Rav, Chometz v'chulei, Shalom v'zmano v'chulei, v'hu adin lifnei zmano. That's all the Gaon says. One line. I repeat. Omer Rav, Chometz v'chulei, Shalom v'zmano v'chulei, v'hu adin lifnei zmano. So the Gaon seems to go against Rashi with Pasha. And the Gaon seems to say that Shalom v'zmano was also, excuse me, the lifnei zmano is also Shalom v'zmano. The question we asked before.
Shulchan.
What Shulchan Aruch?
Shulchan
Aruch. So at first glance, as correctly pointed out, the Mechaber said so. What did he want for the Vilna Gaon? The Mechaber said, Chomet Shinitzar Mishay Shol Sotamayla Alayla Eina Ota B'mashu Eladino Kishari Surim. So the Mechaber seems to say against Rashi. Because Rashi takes the word Shalom B'tmano and determines exclusively as referring to what? After Pesach, Shalom B'tmano is after Pesach, B'tmano is only on Pesach. This implies, if Shalom B'tmano means only after Pesach, and B'tmano means Pesach, but it's Pashto to also means Erev Pesach. Well, that's like David says. Erev Pesach is neither. That is a little strange. The what? No, Rosh said that already, but I know. But it's not, it doesn't necessarily follow that the expression Shalom B'zmano includes Erev Pesach. The Goyin implies it. He doesn't even say it. The Goyin says, Omer Rav Chometz v'chule, Shalom B'zmano v'chule, v'hu adin lifnei zmano. So lifnei zmano, I'm not sure even the Goyin means that. Does the Goyin mean that Erev Pesach HaKatos is included in the Gemara's phrase of Shalom B'zmano? Didn't quite say it. Yeah. Oh yeah? It's hard to say the Gaon writes so cryptically, it's hard to figure out what he's saying. But I thought he meant lifnei zmano, and I read it, the Birchas of the Yo says, who was lifted as mana the Havi Kishalov as mana? The Rabbi Huda Achas mana the Kodas mana Shavet. She'en of the Korat Havi Raki Siddur Aisa. Alright? Isn't that so? Sure. That's what the Gaon seems to be saying. That's how I read it. The Pashtas. That's how I read it. Now, listen very carefully. Problem. Major problem. Let's look at the Gemara of Chavtesa Mitzvah that we read yesterday. Let's read it again. Shmuel Amar Chometz Bizmano. Everyone see the place? About two-thirds, three-quarters down the way. Shmuel Amar Chometz Bizmano Bimino Osir Shalom Bimino Mutter Shalom Bizmano Bein Shalom Bimino Mutter. That's according to Shmuel Shita, right? Now, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Chometz Bizmano, the last 10 lines, Chometz Bizmano, Bein Bimino, Bein Shalom Bimino, Osir, Benotin Tam, Shalom Bizmano, Bein Bimino, Bein Shalom Bimino, Mutter. Consult your chart, what will you see? That according to Rabbi Yochanan, according to the, in the case of Shalom Bizmano, it's mutter what? It's no. If your chart says also the robe, right? If the robe is mutter, it's mutter. Now I ask you a question. If the word shalom is mano should be interpreted to include Rabosai, to include Erev Pesach, that's inconceivable. That's inconceivable. Unthinkable. You mean to tell me that Chometz and Erev Pesach is bottle baroque? Why not? Very nice, old card. There's no chorus by the veil either. The veil is not bottle baroque. You require shishim. It's true we don't pass like Rabbi Yochanan, correct? Well, even Rabbi Yochanan wasn't a bozo. We don't pass like it. Rabbi Yochanan said something, he had a basis for it. Whoa, slow. So the answer is, one second. Slow. That's the question. In fact, Rabbeinu David proves that the word Shalom Bezmano cannot possibly include Erev Pesach. I'm not sure if the Ra has this too, I don't remember. And also has the same, because of this kashya. Because of this kashya, it's crazy. It can't include Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach, you mean to play with the ultimate in muscle with rope? You lost your marbles? Let's look at the Ra. Acha Pesach Batal Baroch, we know that the sheet exists. But Erev Pesach can't be.
Why not?
It was his Pasha. After Pesach. Oh, hold on a second. One second. The reason Pasha is after Pesach is with the Rabbanan. Lifnei Pesach is with the Raisa.
Is the Raisa Batal Baroch work?
No.
What do you mean?
No.
Three pieces of meat.
We're talking about lach to lach. We're talking about yavesh be yavesh. We're talking about today's our cup. Let's take a look in the run. Here's the run. The lekalameima, right at the beginning. Amarava, fourth wide line. The lekalameima. Behind is here before. Behind is mana the amarava. Behind is sheshos malach apesa. The lekalameima, like you said. Can't be. Crazy. That's what the Ran says. Well, guess what? If you had to predict one Rishon who would argue on this, one out of all the Rishon that we learned, who would you predict? Avada. The Balamor. Two reasons. He always argues that A. But B, how would it fit in Lishita Suyak? You just guessed at a time of a less. Right, because the Balamor is the one who says what? And the Chashbos because all the Mizu, the whole is not really an ether. You have to get rid of it, but it's not really Easter Achila per se. The Mela could be Basel Barov. If it's Chometz Ben, let's get rid of it. Once it's not Chometz Ben, so then it's not such a big rush to get rid of it. Well, guess what? The Balamor, in fact, tricked. Right here, it's in front of us. We read this 2 weeks ago. When I read this for the first time, the Balamor, we read it together this year. Wow. This is a gold mine, right here. Yes, it was. From the last sheet. If you remember all that, you may remember the line. It's right on this page in front of you. The sixth or seventh line. And we have before that, Al-Khina by Alana, Kola Torah, Shacharachnu, the whole thing is. Anyway, it says, Ukhram Shimon Kaimalon. He's going to hear the Balamor passing from sixth line, right here, page 14. Balamor, sixth line. Ukhar Shimon Kaimalon. Bein Lifnei Zmano, Bein Liachas Mano. Ukhar Dechatsvina Bepirka Kama. Right? We already learned this a long time ago. But the Raya passed, the Balamor passed, like Shimon. Now it's going to be a Raya is right. What's the Raya? Stoma, Pasuk, Lan Rabba, Hilchasa, Shalom, Bezmano, Bein Bemino, Bein Shalom, Bemino, Mutakar of Shimon. Says the Balamor. Vishalom, Bezmano means what? No, what do you mean? If not that way, How do you like that? So the Balamor jumped in. Everyone else was afraid to say it. He said it. And the Balamor, the stickle that she taught, took it. The Balamor is the one who holds the Isser Achila of Shimon. And Erev Pesach, that's just a real Isser Achila. And therefore, this trot is stable. This trot is stable. Now, if you look at Rabbeinu David, he takes care a little bit about this language. About this language. He says, if you use the expression of toch zmano, that means only on Pesach as opposed to Erev Pesach, the way the Dovah says. If you use the expression of Chol HaMoed Pesach bizmano, it includes even Erev Pesach. That's a semantical nuance that's found in the Rabbeinu Dovah. Is that in the Rami? I don't think it's that particular. Is it? Does the Rami say that nuance? I don't believe so. Rabbeinu Dovid. Very often when Rabbeinu Dovid repeats the rant, I don't have time to look at Rabbeinu Dovid because it's too much. But there's always extra nuance in Rabbeinu Dovid. He has a knach knesh. Here he has this knesh. If it would have meant only on Pesach, it should have said, Toch Zmano.
Why?
That's the way he said.
Toch Zmano means Zmano shall
correct. Whatever it may be. But that's what he says. Toch Zmano means Pesach, and Bizmano means Pesach as well as Erev Pesach. And everybody else agrees with one exception. You got it. The Balamor. And the Balamor I am is the Shittoso. Because the Balamor is the one who says that there really is no such a terrible Isser on Erev Pesach according to Rav Shimon. The quarter of Shimon is not so bad. And that's what exactly the Rai he brings we pass like Rav Shimon. Because the Stomach is who we hold like Rava. Rava is like Rav Shimon. Of course, many other Rishon disagree with the whole thing. They say we pass like Rav Yehuda. And the quarter of Yehuda is an Erev Pesach would have to be, obviously, would have to be Osir ben Osir Tam at least, and therefore it's impossible to learn Pshat and Dizmano to be Shalom Dizmano to include Erev Pesach. But the Balamor, you know, he built himself a whole house and he's consistent. This is the Balamor sheet. They got it straight. Did it answer your question before? It's the Balamor against the world. Alright? We answered before. What's Erev Pesach? That's it. The Balamor against the world. Yeah. Where did the Balamor say it? Which question? The question, the radical. Valdek Akasha. What's the Ran's Akasha? How can it be that according to Rabbi Shimon, it does not Asa ben Osin Tam? He Efshel or Yasa ben Osin Tam? So the Ran Balamor say Efshel v'Efshel. It's very, very possible. It doesn't Asa ben Osin Tam. Because the whole Issa is a bluff. There is no Issa. There is no intrinsic Issa. The Issa there is, well, try to get rid of the Chometz as soon as you can. There's no intrinsic Issa if you have Shimon Erev Pesach. It's a funny thing. According to everybody else, you eat chametz in Erev Pesach, you're over an aveira d'oraisa. According to Balamor, you're over a mitzvah d'oraisa. What a butzah. It's good for a quiz show. Give me something, according to some, most of the an aveira d'oraisa, and according to one, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. Here it is. Eating chametz. According to Rav Shimon, Erev Pesach, El Chatzot. According to everyone, it's an aveira. He said d'oraisa. According to Balamor, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. Something like that. Yeah, something like that. Okay. Rabotai. Okay. Now let us go back and analyze this fact, this issue of Chometz B'Mashu, which is, you see that whole big composite, this whole sheet really is about Chometz B'Mashu. At the end it goes off a little bit in some tangent, but it's really about Chometz B'Mashu. That's all the whole sheet is about. Famous Chometz B'Mashu, which everyone talks about, talks, I don't know what they're talking about. I hope that when we finish we'll know a little bit what we're talking about. What does it mean, Chometz B'Mashu? Why is Chometz B'Mashu? So the Rosh came with the clue. The clue was, in Easter Korek, either other Easter egg Korek around besides Chometz, or the clue was given by the Rani, or somebody, Lobadilim in it. So the Easter Korek, Rashi, Easter Korek, plus people are not used to keeping away from it, so the Chazam and Exera, that it's B'Mashu.
Okay.
Good, right, a different kind. Fine. This is the Poshup Shah. Comes along two of the Gedolei Harishonim. Two. And they introduce a completely new factor called Dover Sheyesh Bamatir. You have a cloud. Many places in Shah, if you learn Beitza, you know the Sugya Beitza. We discussed about Rikus 3 years ago, we learned that Sugya. Dover Sheyesh Bamatir, and I feel the Melech Lobos. Well, guess what? Comet. Pesach Gimel is right. Gimel. Right. So Chometz Yesh Lo Matir. Why? Wait till after Pesach. Wait till after Pesach. What? Hold on. So the Rav discusses this at some length. Well, exactly. Hold on. So the Ran says, this is on paragraph Umidalo, halfway through the paragraph, page 14. Shumut Liachra Pesa came in the Kaimel and Krab Shimon. So the Pasak of Shimon after Pesach, everything is Pasak of Shimon. So after Pesach, Mutim is a Raisa, because Yesh Lamatirin. I fed the Ran. Afa Gavdra of Shimon. Also the Eliachar of Pesach, Midirabon and Mishim Kenosa. What do you mean Yesh Lamatirin? Not true. It's Eilam Matirin, because Rav Shimon made a Knas. Says the Ran, the Komakom, Modehu, Pedeta Ruvus Shari. And the Gemara to Beferish, just like the Gemara, that Flamen and Aleph. The knas only be'ed, not b'tarovit. So therefore, just wait around till after Pesach. Nipsh taruvah zeh dovah sheyesh to matirinu. B'chol dovah sheyesh to matirin, b'mino b'mashu. And therefore you cannot use it on Pesach. Ay, v'yaf agav de shalom b'mino b'nos v'tam, kwa shkatsatsu b'vasech v'zadorom lef nun beiz, b'siyata d'shmaya. Oh, so this teret of yesh to matirin only is going to work for what? For Bemino, not for Shalom Bemino. Don't. Rava Gadar Shalom Bemino Atumino. Alright. Hilkach Rava Pasuk Hilkach Avasei the Rav is Mano. Velavi Tamei. Rav Pasuk Bemino. Why? Kol Yisur Shabbatah Bemino. Tatagat the Tana Rabbi Yehuda. Kol Yisur Shabbatah is Bemino Bemashu. But Rava is Gazi Yeshna Matiri. Vechein Da. The Ran. Quotes two of the greatest of all, Harambam Zal, the Perek Tezav of the Machalat Asurus, Shin Surah Shal Chomet Sha'otah B'chol Shemish Tam Mishum Dovah Shesh Matirin, the Chain Das Harambam Zal, the Sefer Hamachamas, right here on this page. So two of the Gedolei Olam, the Rambam and the Ramban, both say the same thing. The Chomet is the Dovah Shesh Matirin, that's what Bemino is B'mashu, and Shalom Bemino is the Gzera Tumino. Yes? Okay, so maybe give a different reason.
No.
You can ask it without Yesh Lamatir. But if it's Yesh Lamatir, you can't be Matir. You have to ask it, at least for Mino. And maybe you can explain it to Yesh Lamatir. This is a big say over here. Dovah Sheyesh Lamatir. Now, interestingly, The Gemara said it's off. One second. There are two Gersals in the Gemara. One Gersa is B'mashu Karab, one Gersa is not B'mashu Karab. We discussed that yesterday. If the Gersa is B'mashu Karab, or the Rav Shad B'mashu Karab, there's one of two explanations. Either because B'mino is like a Yudah. Three explanations. Rav said it's called like a Yudah and called a Torah Kula. We can pass away because even though we don't reject Rav, because we can accept Rav as a Rav Shadar. We can reject Rav and pass because the Chomet is a Chomet Bekorek. Or we can accept for a different reason completely. Namely, the Dover, Sheyeshlo, Matirin, Afila Biela Plobot. Comes the Rambam. The Rambam says in Ilchus Matirin. Which one? The Rambam said it, the Ramban said it, and the Ran quotes. We'll get to it, we'll see. The Ran is not so happy with it. We'll see soon. But the Rambam is an interesting quotation. Because the Rambam adds a word here, which we'll have to discuss at great, great length after paper. Says, what can I do? Follow the game plan. Says the Rambam, Nichols Macholas Asurit, Perek Tezvo, Halacha Tez. Chomets with Pesach Afapishu Ubi Asuri Torah is Eina Taruvas Asuri Le'olam שרדאך הפסח תהיה כל התערובת מותרת כמו שביארנו לפיך עושה בכל שהוא בין במירה בין שלא במירה. Wait a minute. הלוך היודבי יראו לי שאפילו דבר שיש לו מתירים אם נצער בשן המינה ולא נוסן בו טעם מותר לא יהיה זה שיש לו מתירים חומר מטבל שרי אפשר לתק לו ואחר פיקן שלו במינה ולא נוסן תק כמו שביארנו רק דרמבם ויאל תתנעל חומץ בפסח. And don't ask me a kasha chometz of Pesach, but you just got to saying what? Also, be mevina shlo mevina, because yesh lo matirin. Gaval. Now saying in your soul that yesh lo matirin is only mevina. So how can he just contradict himself? He said yesh lo matirin is only mevina. Shlo mevina is both of the road. Then he tells him, "Chom is the president of both. It's not bundled. Ben Davina, Ben Davina. Why? Yes, the material. It can't be. So the had the Ramban take care of that. The Ramban quote. Had the Ramban take care of that? No problem. Because Chom is the needs of Chomer. So therefore, what? They made it there. What? Ain't no mino. Or two mino. The Ramban said it in a much fancier language. The Ramban like follows. The problem is that yes, the material is only ain't no bundled for mino." Was chometz is not bundled even shalom amino. So the conventional answer is no problem. Zera shalom amino ato amino. That's what Rav himself said. That's pashim shat. So that is the answer, but the Ram didn't say that. The Ram is a little shred and didn't follow the straight Gemara. This is lashon of the Rambam. Val titma al chometz pesach. Shatora omro kol machmeses lo sochelu. The Fidok Achmiru Bo Kamosha Biyan. Huh? It says in the Holy Torah, Kol Machmet Lotokhel, therefore, as in the right, the mind you. Therefore, Achmiru, who's Achmiru Bo? Who? Chachamim Kamosha Biyan. What a strange Rambam. He quotes the Pasuk in the Torah. Based on the Pasuk in the Torah, the Chachamim of Machmet, as we already explained. What did we explain? What Pasuk? Well, what's happening? That's what the Ram. That's what the Ramban said. But absolutely not. No. Absolutely, you're incorrect. That's the Ferish and Pasuk. Somebody's Karis is Vinichusa. Doesn't think of the Karis. It says Kol Machmetz Lo Tochelu. What does that mean? Where's Biyana? Biyana where? Well, guess where's Biyana? Where would you guess? Nichus Kamus Samatz. Let's turn. If it's Chamus Amatz, so I have to take a look. And if it's Chamus Amatz in the first parent, we quote this pasuk of Kol Machmetz Lo Tochel, a very interesting Rambam.
Why wouldn't
he
quote
this Kol Tochel? One second. The Rambam says, Chomet Shin is Arev, is Dover Ache, Tocha Pesach, Bein Bimino, Bein Shlo Bimino, Harei Da Osa Bekol Shu. All right, that we know. 1 minute. Halacha Vav, he says, Erev Chomet, Imacholon de Pesach Loke, Ve'ein Bo Korek, Shenemar, Kol Machmetes Lo Tochev. Erev Chomet, if you have the Taruv is Chomet. If you eat it on Pesach, it's lo keve ein bo korek. Shenema, kol machmetes lo sochel. The Rambam takes that pasuk of kol machmetes lo sochel very seriously. The special lav d'oraita. If you look at the minyan alavim, you shouldn't eat chomet, and you shouldn't eat tarubis chomet. Amazing. We don't understand what the Rambam is talking about. What's going on over here? The big machlokas apostkin. Of Chaim, the Mekevitha Mishnah, what's the Rambam talking about over here? What's the Shaila? Is the Rambam Bimino or Shalom Bimino? If it's Shalom Bimino, who needs a Pasuk? Tom Kiker, so who needs a Pasuk? Kol Machmetes. If you had the Veil of Mitzvah in the same proportion, you also would be an Aveir. Elamayat Bimino. The Chaim Bimino is Basel Barov. We have heard of an exception to that rule. Well, there are an exception to that rule.
So they need to go up the road now,
We don't pass him like Rav. The Rav doesn't pass him like Rav.
That's the same type of question against the point. Would Rav be so for sure that God's going to start?
No, no. So it could be, Rabbi Osai, that when the Rambam is telling us over here in Macholas Asur, it's Perek Tzvov, the reason why we're Machmir when it comes to Davar Sheyesh Tamatiri, Shalom Amino, the Torah says, Kol Machmir is also Chelus, the Ficha of Mir, Bo Kamosha Biyarnu. But the Torah itself prohibits Tarum Vizchamit in a case in which it would otherwise not be prohibited. So to the Rabbonim, called the Tikkun Rabbonim came the right to Tikkun. Asik Yesh Lamatirin, even though another Yisurim, if it's Shlom Avino, it would not have been Asur. So the Rabbonim upon the pattern of the Torah itself, as you always find, the Torah asks things that promise which you wouldn't ask to other Yisurim. Then based on Kol Machmet is also Chelu, it's a special Yisur of the right, the love of Tarum is Chomet. We don't know exactly what the case is yet. Is it Mino or Shlom Avino? And so the Chazal found the footsteps of the Torah also answer, Dovah Sheyesh Lamatirin Shlom Amino. My reading of this Rambam therefore was to lead to the impression that the Rambam in Perek Aleph and the Chachamim Tamat Aleph Avav is referring to a case of Shlom Amino. Because here Sheyesh Kamach Matzit Shlom Amino, right? Sheyesh Tomah Yesh Lamatirin Shlom Amino. So I thought, Moshe Torah Amra Kamach Matzit Lo Tochelu, and he answered, Midoraita Shalom Amino, the Fichachach Mirabo, the Rabbana, the Yeshua Matirin, Shalom Amino. That's how I understood it, for the Raya in that direction. The Ram Halach Avav and Perak Aleph. Perak Aleph and the Moschamu Tzumat Halach Avav is talking about Shalom Amino. That's how I read it. But if I'm not mistaken in that the Torah, they quote something from the Rav, so the other way around. I don't know, it's the Raya that Bimino. So I think Rav Chaim held that way. I think the question of Rav Chaim is in the Kevin's Mishnah. But we're going to put all that on hold after Pesach. We'll discuss with Mr. Shem this issue at great length, these Rambam. Okay, but for the moment, just leave it at that. So you'll make a note. Yes, no. Komach Metis on the level of the right to mean, we don't know exactly what it means, that something which would otherwise have been mutter. And all other Yisurim, the Mutter, the Yisur of the Vela, the Yisur of Trefa, the Yisur of whatever other anything, is prohibited by Torah law when it comes to Chomet.
What about
Rabbanan? Rabbanan say we have the same thing, came there right to Tikkun. Yesh Namatirin, for all other Yisurim, would be permissible min b'she'en amino. When it comes to Chomet, we base ourselves on the pattern of the Torah itself, and we prohibit a taruvis of min b'she'eino mino yesh tamatirin, because since the Torah is more strict with chomet than other isurim when it comes to whatever shishim, whatever the case is in halach above, so the rabbanim are also more chomer with respect to what case yesh tamatirin. But the mashu, that's how I read the Rambam. It's based on something, not just tamma. So again, everybody else learned that the gemara is kipshuto. Gozer. No. What's left of the Gemara? See, here's an interesting thing. When it came to Rav, the Gemara explained it by at great length. Rav holds what? Like, all these Tumashim Torah, Min B'Mino, is the Mashu, and Gozer is Shalom Mino, Atum Mino. But Rav doesn't know the way. Rav Pas, all these Tumashim Torah is B'Shishim. He couldn't have learned the way, so he had to come up with Yesh Lamatirin. So if Yesh Lamatirin not only explains what? No, help me out. That only explains what? Mino. Doesn't explain Shalom Mino. You'll tell me Zera Ha Duha, like the Ramban said. The Ramban said that's not true. There's no such thing as Zera Ha Duha. The Ran answers the Kasha against the Ramban. If you hold it, remember the Ran's Kasha? You saw the Ran's Kasha? What's the Ran's Kasha? Do you remember it? We didn't see it yet. Let's start together. I'll say outside first. You know the Kasha? Yeah. Exactly. Min b'mino, Rabosai, listen. Min b'mino, l'fi Rav, l'fi the Tanah Rabbi Yudah, the Ran, this is a Zoraisa. It makes sense to make a Gzera, ain't no mino, atu mino. But Dovah, Sheesh, the Matirin is only the Rabbonah. To make a Gzera, Shalom, mino, atu mino, but the whole mino is only the Rabbonah. Makes no sense. Says the Ran in his question against the Ramban. Well, guess what? According to the Ramban, it's no cash. Ram didn't say it's Xavier Shalom Amino Atumina. No. He says the there in Shalom Amina was that came the right to seek and come up Petzel Sochelu, which he explained in Paragraph of Kama Tumata. He overcame that kasha that the Rani asked against the Rambam. Take a look inside. Take a look inside. Rani Choche, here. Can I have the place? The Ran, page 14, the last paragraph. Look inside, please. Everyone has it? You know, before you even read the Ran, one more question. There's a Magad Mishnah. I see one in order. The Magad Mishnah discussed by that Rambam in Hilchos Kama Tumata Perek Aleph the following Shaila. What was the din be Erev Pesach? Erev Pesach. Esach Hatzos. Is it for Mashua going to the Rambam or not for Mashua going to the Rambam? Well, what would you say, Rabotai? What would you say? I want to have you think about it for a minute. What would you say? Let's give you why you're thinking, give you some background information. The Rush said it's not the Mashu, because the Rush is based upon Koritz, and it's no Koritz, right? Clearly, Rav himself, with all the Gavuda, would hold, presumably, that it is the Mashu, because Koritz for sure tells the Mashu. But according to Rav, it would be the Mashu. According to the Rush, the Halacha, he told him passes against Rav Yudin and Kol HaTorah as far as Mimimino, so it's no Issa Koritz, so it's not the Mashu. What would the Rambam hold about this? What would you say? Does not apply. The matter does not apply. Oh, so the Magad Mishnah says it would apply. Why would it apply? Because the Dover was Mishnah material. Comes the Kesset Mishnah, it's word of minute. Sure it applies. But it only applies what? No. Bimino, exactly. That's the Pshara of the Kesset Mishnah. Until I discuss this thing in global terms, Erev Pesach, should we say that it's considered that case of proper, or should we not say that way? And we know it's more of a split. Make up your mind. If it's like case and it's both, it's not case and it's both, it's neither. Consequence of mission is no. According to the Rambam, it's split. Why? Because obviously the Mino is going to be also like any other Shesh on Matirin. The Kalas are cool, Shesh on Matirin is also going to be also. But the extra special Chumrah, they will go there. Ain't no Mino, Atu Mino. Well, scratch that. The special Takana came to Raisa, based upon Koma's method, Lo Tokelu. This only applies on Pesach proper. So therefore, the Rambam would hold it on Pesach, us even Shalom Amino. But an Arab Pesach is Muslim, Shalom Amino. Only on the Amino. You have to say it's on the Amino. You can't deny that. It's the Yeshua Matiris. The Koma is the Yeshua Matiris. By definition, it must be also the Mina, the Mashu, like any other Yeshua material, a Tevel, as well as whatever. But this extra dimension of Shalom Amino, which the Rambam based on what concept? No. Tomach Metzel Sochelus, because it can't submit, that's only on Pesach proper. That's not what Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach is also for a different function. So Tomach Olah Tomach, it's a different story completely. The Tomach Metzel is going on in the 7 days. Only those 7 days. Is there aim the right that we base ourselves on when we say that yes, the Matin Shalom Amino is us? I said the Kesset Mishnah says it's very good. I think he's right. Moshe Pshat knows. Yes. Oh. Now, before we read the Ran, there's another issue where we must discuss the, I don't know where the order to go on is, but just, let me go in my order, okay? We'll just change the order around a little bit. I have to talk to you a little bit about Kozer Veneer. Everyone wake up, about Kozer Veneer. Wake up! Even if you Kozer Veneer. What does Kozer Veneer mean, literally? Woke up, right? Woke up again. What does that mean? The Rosh says that if you have a Mashu of Chometz, an Erev Pesach, a Bottle of Shishim, and it's mutter to use even on Pesach. I taste it as a mashu. No. Since it was bottled before Pesach, it remains bottled. Once bottled, remains bottled. That's the Russian. Now, the Magad Mishnah says he thinks the Rambam holds not that way. Not that way. Because of veneer. Is he right? Is he wrong? I don't know. The 2 days in the Mechavah. In Siv Dalet, Siv Dalet, the Machabas, too, there is. If it's Arif, Chomet, Kodama Pesach, if it's Batal Bishishim, Eino Chosev, and Neab, and Pesach, Lachem, Zeth, and Ashu, V'yesh Cholkin. What else is new? So my focus, Chosev, and Neab, Eino Chosev, and Neab. What?
Well,
2 days. There exists 2 days. Okay. Oh, all right. The question is, are there any riots back and forth? Because this kid is making a statement. Yeah, shoot from the hip. Close him in there. Ain't no close him in there. First, but it's got to be a riot. Say, stuss. You got to have a riot. Base is what you're saying. I have to have a base, a good base. I have to stop say something. What's your basis? How do you know if it's close of an air or not? You have to have some of the basis of fun. Yeah? What would you say? Well? Huh? Why wouldn't it be close of an air? Okay, that's a good starting point. Okay. Why wouldn't it be close of an air? After all, our pace is the Nashu. The pace is the Nashu, so as soon as pace comes in.
But nothing has changed. Nothing has changed in this.
Nothing has
changed.
Now pace.
The item has changed.
Gornish. Undoubtedly spoke that language in undoubtedly. Nobody? Lav Klum is pretty close. That's one word of the Hebrew. I want a two Aramaic words. That's right. Kiman Galeta. That's the expression that's used by the Rishon by the Mefarshim. Kiman, you have that expression? Kiman the Isa? Or command the lesser. I mean, it's like it's there, it's like it's not there. Command the lesser, that's what Noam said. So he called it in English, but that's what exactly you were saying. It's like nothing. And it's like nothing, even if paper comes in, it's a big deal. You're right. That's the svara for the mandama holds, ain't no holds of veneer. It's command the lesser.
We'll come to that.
Dolph throws in a new case. Not the case we're discussing over here, but a similar case. I have, listen carefully, I have 1% tarfa, 1% trefa chicken soup, 99% kosher chicken soup. I got mixed it together. Next, guess what happens? I throw in 1% more of trefa chicken soup. Tell them, now I have 2%, which is more than 1/60th, 1/50th. Much to this. Do we say that the Issa was
gone?
Forget about it.
You don't
hold close to me. Oh, God, tell me what to say. It's ain't a close to me. You hear the two Shilas? One Shilas is Chomet and Erev Pesach is Bottle of Meshishim. And now, before Pesach, Bottle of Meshishim. And now comes Pesach with Issa Mashu. That's case number one. Case number two. I'm
1%
of trade to
both
of the position. And then another percent falls in.
The first one
needed
to do anything. The first one
you're
not doing anything. You're adding something.
Therefore what?
Therefore you should be doing it.
Oh, so Posek X. And Posek X may hold that in the case of Chometz, which was mixed in before Pesach, and then Pesach came, that it would be bottle. But in the case of the 1%, when I added a second percent, it would be Osir. Is that what you're suggesting? Well, you hit the jackpot again. Unbelievable. Twice in one day. The Rambam holds like you. no less a poser than the Ramah. Because the Ramah here in Hilchos Pesach writes, V'noag and Kisvara Rishona, V'chol Tarova Shulach Balach. So if you, we're discussing Lach Balach. All this got mixed in, Chavos got mixed in, and then Pesach came, it remains dormant. And we don't say it's Chos Avenir. But in Yoredeya and Tzadites, that same Ramah, the same person, writes, if you have 1%, and you put it in a 2%, it's Asur. Yeah? Oh. Comes Akiva and says, like, oh, what are you talking about? Why? If Noam is right, if you have 1%, and you put it in a 2%, it's Asur. Yeah? Oh. Comes Akiva and says, like, oh, what are you talking about? Why? If Noam is right, then Dov should be wrong. Because if it's Commander Isa, you see, Noam set the agenda over here. He defined the terms of the debate. The way he defined the terms of the debate, Commander Isa, Commander Lesser, so if Akiva says, and Dov makes no sense, if it's Commander Lesser, the same way as Mutter over here on Pesach, should be Mutter in the 1% too, because when the 2% came in, it joined up with the what, you say? With the who? With the first what? That's Commander Lesser, it's off the map. It doesn't exist. Elamai, you want to say, oh, the 2% joined the first, it's Commander Isa, so it should be also on Pesach too. So the way Noam phrased the critical point, so Dov was washed up. But the problem is that Dov has an ally. He had the Ramah. So Dov and the Ramah against Noam and Akiva. The 2-on-2, which is not a, you know, what can I say? Yeah, I mean, you know. What can I say? That's a major problem over here. It's a major problem. How do we explain? Oh. All right. Don't give up yet. Yeah.
You say that know it's there, that we consider it as if it's there, but since it's 160, we consider it a plot that we don't care about it. However, in the case of the chicken soup, right, that we still believe it's there, but now that the second 1% comes in, it's inspired with the first one.
You're saying in both cases it's there.
It's
don't care about it.
We don't care about it when it's
That's not what Noam said. A different verb. Say it's there, it's there, but once it got the zapper, the principle of Vittel, zap. But even though comes Pesach and say, oh yeah, it's there, all right, but it's been zapped. It's been neutralized. It's somehow, it can't somehow wake up when it comes Pesach time. But if you throw an extra percent, and it wakes up again because it's really there. That's a different mahala. That's not what Noam said. Okay. Okay. Here's the Rabbos. Yes, Josh?
I don't understand that.
Don't
say that it makes a difference
if
the time acts on it?
No. You add it, you not add. That's what he said.
That's what he means.
Time acts on it or extra food acts on it.
Why would it make a difference? Why?
You're like Akiva, you have another ally. It's a 3-on-2. But there are Ramah's on the other side, though. That's the problem. You know,
time would make Pesach also.
No, it's distinguishing between time and adding food, yes.
Why can't you say that a Chameh is a terrible
lot? Whoa! That's not fair. There's an expression called Hetera Bola. Whoa. That's going to be a major. I mean, one more sheet of Marvel Commerce about saying this is mine. I thought we'd make it this, but it's not going to.
That's it.
It's a famous expression, which Tosis calls the Lama Medvei, is called Hetera Bola. Hetera Bola means, as the words literally mean, it swallowed something permissible. All of a sudden, after it got swallowed up, something happens, the time comes, or something like that, the time bomb, and this permissible matter suddenly becomes prohibited. For example, a carbon. A certain utensil absorbs the flavor of a carbon. Great. Until comes the next morning, it becomes no, sir. Whoa. What was that? Terrible. And according to some poskim, chametz. So there's something chametz. Chametz got absorbed on Purim. The Purim is okay. Also comes along Pesach. Whoa. It's a terrible. The question, of course, becomes: what would you apply to a situation of the Ramah inside the test? You're a day where you put in 1% of tarifus and then you mix in another percent. You say that's a surah, so when it came in, it was awesome. even though it's batal b'shish. No. Anyway, yes, Avi. It's a very good question. If you assume that ain't a chozer veneer in your day at Sanitas, which some do hold that way, how far do you go? Well, some are willing to go as far as, say, up to Rove. Some might even go beyond Rove, believe it or not. Go forever.
Why not? Every
right?
First of all, you can't do the amazing, so that's
right.
All these cases are in Nisarev, not if you
right. Only you can't do the amazing, that's correct. That's correct. Let's take a look at the Mordechai. Tav Kuf Nun Dalet. Please. We saw the Rahi. Remember we saw the Rush. Called Rabbeinu Yonah. What did Rabbeinu Yonah say about Chometz?
We shogging, not me.
Right, and the Rush said, oh no. You can't even Vatli. I mean, he didn't quote it, but you're Mevatli. Did he quote it? Lost Mevatli in the Chatchila? I don't think he quoted that Lush. You should know that famous Issa. You should know about it, no? Ain Mevatli Issa the Chatchila? Chanukah too, that's right. And if you did it, then it's also even b'di'evet, because they made a knas. So, yes.
Certain of the matzah companies that have machines, their answer to why crumbs fall into the matzahs that have been used for pesach, they say that's a parabola. They were thinking about this and not pillow. That's only a parabola.
So we'll get to that later. I plan to make a field trip with the show. Both matzah bakery, hand and machine. When?
Where?
I don't know yet. Maybe we'll go to, I'm not sure. Williamsburg. Maybe we'll go to the east side. We'll see. Yeah. I'm going to cough.
If you don't believe in the Chometz, you've
got to
add
Chometz
to the
Chometz. Add
Chometz?
Add Matz?
Add
Chometz.
Before Pesach.
No. And Bevadan is the Chometz. We'll discuss it at great length. Do me a favor. We'll wait till we get to the sugi over here on the Bitul HaChatchilas on the Maram HaKarma sheet. And even the next sukkah, although we try to make it very clear in the Maram HaKarmas, things got sort of merged into the other. In the sukkah of Milch and Bread, which is here, this is the sukkah and Shabbos, Milch and Bread, there's a discussion of Bitlis L'Chatchila too. It's a sukkah that's called the Nachlas Tzvi, two big Nachlas Tzvis in the Maram HaKarmas. The Nachlas Tzvi information was written by the author of the Pesachei Teshuvah. When he wrote his own treatises, he put it in the sentence called Nachlas Tzvi. This was sort of a collection more than that. And let's go, let's have the Mordechai. Let's take the Mordechai over here. Look what happened over here.
Tavkuf
Nadali spells out the word. Ve'eino chozer v'nir lesok shigiyaz mano. It's on page Lamed, for those who have the regular standard edition of Shas. Column 1, towards the bottom, right before the indentation. And it's right before the invitation. The Eino Chozer Veneer Lesok Shigiyaz Mano. That's the key line. Pasuk Eino Chozer Veneer. And he brings the Raya of a place in Masechta Kilayim. With the Tavkuf Nun Hei now. What's the Kilayim? Semar Gimalim Vitzemer Rechelim. What does that mean? You have two kinds of wool. From camels. Not a problem of shatnez, and from sheep, rechel and the sheep, shetarf and zebazet, you mix up the two wools with each other. Imro gemalim muta lahavi pisht on the sham. If the majority is what camel hair, then you may introduce to this mixture. Linen.
Does it help
when
you
grab
them
on
the
soil?
What
does
it mean when you make
them fresh?
Alma. Hold on. Alma. Afal pisha isur kilayim. Havi b'mashu, we know that mashu klein radiasis. Afilu b'chud echad shel pishtun b'beged gadol shel tzemer, it's all aser, we know that. Nevertheless, kevan demikodem botel b'rov gemalim eino chozer v'nir achakach im apishtun lesser b'mashu af agav d'klein b'mashu v'dor raiso hochanami gabe chomets. Wow. Sure. He says, if I have two kinds of wool mixed together, the majority is camel wool, not sheep wool, and I mix in a little bit of linen, it's mutter. Why is it mutter? We should say, now that the linen entered into the picture, it should wake up. What should wake up out of its dormancy? What should wake up, no? Semer rechelim, make shatnas no rice. The fact that you don't wake it up indicates that once it's gone, forget about it. Ain't a chol de veneer. Once you're asleep, you stay asleep. Let's read a little bit further. Umahaitai mashbud yoshish tzolav ha'ofas v'pesach mutarin afagav de mikodon lachen tzolav ha'obasa maluach min ha'melach shol nidrak mi'chomets could mean tz'chomets dik kishetam ha'chomets shem al-melach nizbat al-kodom ha'pesach v'chein dogam shekoron herring ha'obasa maluach b'chorav shol nidrak ma'melach min ha'chomets mutarin v'pesach mizeh ha'tam. What is he saying over here? Buy everything before Pesach. It's the Mordechai giving consumer advice. Buy before Pesach. If you buy before Pesach, as long as it's B'shishim, it's going to stay B'shishim. So we're told today, even to this day, we're told about buy before Pesach. If you buy before Pesach, it's B'shishim, it's going to stay B'shishim. Much safer.
What should you buy before Pesach?
Want everything.
Milk.
The Pesach talks about milk. Mr. Brewer talks about milk. Right. Milk, the Pesach talk about what's called Zev and Zeg. What do you mean Zev and Zeg Goreim? Let's look at the second paragraph of Pesachim earlier. What do you mean Zev and Zeg Goreim? That there are two kinds of things which can cause the milk to be produced. One is chametz, one is other nutrients. So some Pesachim suggest that Zev and Zeg Goreim is mutter, but on Pesach it's awesome. Why? Guess what? Lo Gormi what? No less than what? Come on, you've had it so many times. No. Mashu. No less than mashu. So that's the case we say. It's better to buy the milk before Pesach. The milk before Pesach will be bottled the shishim. And it'll remain bottled. That's why people buy Erev Pesach of the milk. That's the famous Erev Pesach of the milk. That's what it's based on.
Why?
Yeah. Oh, it's a very good question. You have to see who has to own the chametz for it to, who has to know about it, to own it. Wait a second. Look now a little bit higher in the Mordechai.
Shh.
I'm going to show the cows start. There's no problem. I'm just kidding. The Mordechai was written, I want to explain to you some historical stuff here. The Mordechai was written by various people. They edited, they put together things, the Likud. And things often got put them in the wrong place. Here's a perfect example. Look on top, please. It's top of the same page of this column, where he criticizes and argues what we just read now, which is as follows: the Rav Yoh Cholek al Sefer HaTruma. What we just quoted until now is presumably from a Sefer HaTruma. The Chaim Pasuk was Samachay. We read before Tokuf Nadalas. No. The Sefer HaTrumah was written by Rabbeinu Baruch Bal HaTrumah. Very important that we wrote this far. Rabbeinu Baruch Bal HaTrumah is one of the greatest poskim of Ashkenaz. not to be confused, Rabbi Osai, with Sefer HaTrumos, which was written by one of the Chachmei Sfarans on Shtaris. We discussed that a little bit last year, or the year before, on Shtaris. The Ritzke that came up in it, other Shtaris. That's a different person completely. And Sefer HaTrumos, Talmud of the Ramban, or that base matters. Sefer HaTrumos is in the Chachmei Ashkenaz. That's what he's referring to over here. Rav Yochol of Sefer HaTrumos. Rabbi Uriah in the Doron Perek Nara that I involve. Imadbilu kli tome litair yadbilu kli tor lechsheitma yitair. Hey, can I? You know, I have a problem with my kli. I have a pot. I'm afraid the pot's going to be touched by someone who's tummy mates or something like that. I don't want the tummy. Who knows what? What I'll do? A preemptive tefillah. I'll be tevil first to prevent it from becoming tummy. Does that work? What do you know about it? You never learned it was tumah, but I think you know enough to know that's not going to work. You can't have a preemptive tefillah to prevent a future tumah. So here too, you can't have a preemptive hafara to prevent a future neder. So here too, you can't have a preemptive bittul to prevent a future use of mashu. That's what he says. That's what the Rabbi Yosef says. Who I did? The ein chometz bittul kodem isuro. How can you say the chometz bittul before Pesach? It's not also yet. It's too early. It's too early. Incidentally, as we finish reading this whole paragraph, the chitin of Lushelas Batanagos, in many places in Europe, they didn't eat chicken on Pesach. German Jews, for many, did not eat any chicken on Pesach. Why? Keseder Shilas. They don't want chicken on Pesach, they found a kernel of grain there. They used to feed him grain, and they would God run to the Rav. Don't ask for shalos to the Rav to have a Pesach. Every shalos came with the chickens, with the wheat. So if you find your thing, ein la shosa, you shouldn't wait till after Pesach. Elam came nimtzus biyom achman shal Pesach, or the ein go yisna kima the Rav. We'll get to that a little bit later. I'm going to show you the now. They're becoming attractions. Achman shal Pesach, but more of makel. You know, brook the people of makel achman shal Pesach. You know, it's the Rav. But there's certain coolers that we have after Shabbos.
How do you use the pots?
What? I don't know. The pots, that's all right.
But if you according to the Mordechai thing calls that Shalom is minor is before Pesach also.
So?
So therefore it's Mubato Mishishim before Pesach.
Ooh-wah. Ooh-wah.
It's
a three-pointer. Ooh-wah. That is a very, very important point. Ooh-wah. Norm made a very critical point. She'll come to in a few minutes. 1 second, slow. Slow. He made a critical remark.
Right.
No.
So
very important. You didn't. You don't know if you chap what he says. Gevaldik what he says. The Rav Yoh's problem is as follows: you can't have bittul before the yisur exists. It's the cart before the horse. It's like going tvila before you became tummy. It's like making hafara before the nether. It does none of the three of these things work. Slow.
It's right away Mashu
or Pizza? One minute. Hold on. 1 second. The Pashtus. What's he saying? You can't be Mevatlan until Pesach. The minute Pesach comes in, it's Mashu, so it's not Shayach. So Noam says, I think he's 100% right. And not only is he right, but I believe that the Makor Chaim agrees with you. We have a Makor Chaim, I have a Makor Chaim here. Thank you very much. The Makor Chaim agrees with Noam, not just me, that if you were to hold, like those we've shown him, who are machmir on Erev Pesach, Liacha Chatzos, who are makil on Erev Pesach Chatzos. You know, we got it straight. Well, makil, and they say that Erev Pesach Chatzos is butl b'shishim, then the Pashtus, what the Rav Yoh is saying, is incorrect. Let me phrase it again. See, it's like this. Before Chatzos, before Chatzos, nothing. We have to discuss what about these derabbanan. they see the Rabbana before Chatzos. But let's deal with the Rabbana. Let's stick to the Darais. So before Chatzos is nothing. At Chatzos, there's two sheets. Some say as soon as Chatzos comes, it's also the Machu. And others say, we discussed this before in the Rush, no Chorus, as Chatzos comes, it's Batal B'Shishim. In fact, no, if it's Batal B'Shishim, then the Rav Yoh is wrong. What did Rav Yoh say? Rav Yoh said, you can't have a Bittal before the Yisur exists. I agree with you. You can't have Tvila before the person's Tavit. You can't have a Afara before the Nether. You're right, you can't have Bittal before the Yisur. But the Yisur exists at 12 o'clock. At 12 o'clock, it's Batal B'Shishim. 1 minute. It's Batal B'Shishim, and that is the Batal B'Shishim. So therefore, when Pesach comes in, it should be continue to be Batal B'Shishim.
Fine, Batal B'Shishim, but you still have the Mashu, which is the next Yisur. Fine, it's Batal B'Shishim, but now you come. It's not, you're going up in times, and there's the Yisur Doraisa, which is the main Yisur.
No, but the whole point of the Rav Yoh, we talk about the Sefer Truma, about this Nakuda. Can there be Bittal before the onset of the Yisur?
So that means if you did something at that time, it would be Batal B'Shishim. But the question is that the real Yisur?
Well, hold on. Let me read you a few lines in the Makor Chaim. Well, give me 1 minute. Says the Pri Chodesh. What's the Pri Chodesh? He says he can't. This is how the Pri Chodesh knocks out the Raya from Kalayim. The Shani also the Tzemer also the Olam of the Pishta. The Shayach Bo Bittel. You can be Mevatel the Tzemer in camel's hair even before it got mixed in, because it's always also Bipishta. There's no change in the calendar. Masha Enke Bechomet Korim Pesa. Tavi Heter Beheter. Lo Shayach Bittel. Chlana Shayach. Ulezeb Posek Dechose Veneer. In this Arev Achashova, Sorech Lo'och Lo'kodem Pesach Dafka. You must eat it quick. By all your friends. You have to eat it right now. Because once Pesach comes in, it's going to be Chozer Veneer. Frektiv Mekor Chaim, Tmua Ma'od Devarov. To Achashova, Ha'osu B'Doraisa, Vaharehu Taruvet Shal Isu Beheter, Vishayach Bittel, Mamish no one's worked. V'oran b'tshuva ozal l'shitosei the svirle de achar sheish b'mashu. Oh, so the Ran who asked over here, because heter b'heter lo bottles l'shitoso, the once chatzos comes also b'mashu. So a minute before chatzos, but the rice is mutter. A minute after chatzos, b'mashu. There's never a chance to make that bitl b'shishim. Back to Mekochai, but we pass in the Shulchan Aruch the once. No, it's not also b'shishim. It's only b'shishim. So then we should say it's butl b'shishim at 12 o'clock on Erev Pesach, and it remains so. So the whole svara of heter b'heter lavado should not apply. And so Makor Chaim said, I think he's right. No, it's mechaber to the Makor Chaim. Siv kot ches, the very beginning. So let's take a step back. What is this whole riot back and forth with the Durham story? Is that really a good riot? It's a funny riot, no? The Durham guys going to the mikveh before the Tumah. The Tumah. Like you look at Neverland. Well, what's going on over here? Is this exactly the same thing? Well, the Vilna Gaon says, no. The Gaon says you're going to bring riots from the Durham. You better look more carefully at the Gemara there. The Gaon says, the Bir Agorah Chafalif, if you look at the Gemara there, the Durham says, you know what? Were it not for a special Gzeres HaKosef, you could have Afara before the Nether. Possible. Isha Yikimena, Isha Yifirena, but it could be Hekam, there could be Hefer, when there's no Hekam, there can't be Hefer. It's a whole drush that teaches you can't do Afara. But were it not for that, there could have been Afara before the Nether. So therefore, it's just by the same token, it should stand to reason, that there can be Bittul Chametz before the Yisr. Yes or not? Right.
But something can be chometz right now.
Right.
It might not be an Isser of chometz, but it can be chometz. I can make a tower of roads.
That's called chometz.
Right?
Right.
But it is chometz. And let's say I would ask you before Pesach, can I eat this? Right. Because there's a mashing of comments inside.
Right.
Could I save it and leave it over for Pesach? Or
right.
What would you say?
That's one of the questions to talk about. But I want to add, before we get out to you, see, the Mekor Chaim is such a genius. It takes him to recognize that there are two different things going on over here in this dispute. I never realized it. There are two different disputes happening over here. One is Chos HaVenir. We had that question in your day also. Command Yisa, command the lesser. That's Noam's point from before. But aside from the Command Yisa, command the lesser dummy, there's an additional dispute over here. Hetter beheter bottle or not? Can it be bittul when both items are right now hetter? So that's what the dispute is happening over here. The Rav Yoh, please. The Rav Yoh in the Sefer HaTruma. The Rav Yoh is trying to say as follows to the Sefer HaTruma. To the Ferish, Rav Yoh Cholek al Sefer HaTruma. That's the Mordechai's expression. The Machlok is over here. And if he's arrived from the Dorim, his Raya is that even if you'll tell me, listen carefully, even if you'll tell me that ordinarily it's Enochos of Veneer, that Isser is Butl Beheter, and it's Enochos of Veneer, that's all we have Isser Beheter. But here it's Heter Beheter. That's what's bothering him. Here it's Heter Beheter. So Rav Yoh is willing to concede Chos HaVenir, but excuse me. He's willing to concede, but I said backwards. He's willing to admit that Eino Chos HaVenir. Eino Chos HaVenir by Issa, which is Batel Beheter. Well, if it's Heter Beheter, it's a different story completely. Heter Beheter, you can't have a bittul. That's what's been derived from the Dorim and from Tevila. You hear what's happening? That's what this dispute is all about. Oh. So let's analyze. Where do we find Heter, this Chos HaVenir, where is Isser Beheter? In the more classical sense of Chos HaVenir. So you find it classically in the Sugya in Becharis. Chav Beitz, that's a famous sugya. We have Isser and you have Tumah, and you're adding stuff. You keep adding. So in that case, you know, it's a funny thing. The case we're adding is worse and it's better. On the one hand, it's better, because at least you have an Isser. No? If you know your enemy. If the enemy's there in front of you, you can beat him. If you have these, you know, in the old classical wars, the enemy stood there and shot at you, you shot back at him. Oh, that's a war. But then they have these guerrilla warfare, it's a terrorist, if you can't find them, it's a much harder war to fight. So if you have Issa Beheter, the battle is joined. So we're gonna say, it should be knocked out. Bam! But if it's Heter Beheter, You can't get him because he's right now. What? It's not there. It's the artful dodger. It's sneaking around here. It's not us. But you can't deal with it. That's on the one hand, the case in Bechoris and the Ramon side is more. It's easier to do a bit in that case than in our case. On the other hand, as Dove said earlier, the case in Bechoris is worse. Why? What are you doing in Bechoris? You're adding, and here you're not adding. So the Gaon points out, the Vilna Gaon. What the Gaon says, the Ramah's Mekel over here, and his Machmer in Yeridea. Why? Because here you're not adding, and there you are adding, and he doesn't accept the idea of Heter Veheter Lo Bottle. This is what the Gaon says, and the Mekor Chaim is. That's correct. Ramos Megil. The Machabas to that, Ramos Megil, and Ainah calls a video of Machabas Lachola.
If you can't hold it, there's no people that have. If there's no people that have to there, once the young is hit, it should be a mashu.
So that's exactly the point. The Ramah, the Ramah holds, there is Bittle at the Behead.
There is Bittle.
That's right, as you said. Yes, no.
If you hold the Bittle at the Behead, that means you can be with Bato, the other Hector?
We're not discussing the Chatchila yet. So far we're discussing the Yemen. But that's what I told you. You have to be patient. It's on this sheet. Just be patient. Please be patient. We'll get to it. We need that. So the Makor Chaim says like this. Listen very carefully. If it's command, he uses Mamish Noam's terms. If it's command the Isa, then it's called the veneer. If it's command the Lessa, it ain't a called the veneer. But there are more that makes no difference, all suffer and all suffer as far as Pesach is concerned. If it's command the Isa, it's called the veneer, even without any whole suffer. If it's command the Lessa, it ain't a called the veneer, perhaps even with all suffer. So what's the Ramah's Achra? Ramah's a very strange Achra. I mentioned to you before. When Machmir by Lach Balach, excuse me, when Megal by Lach Balach, and not by Yovish by Yovish. That's the Ramah. When Megal by Lach Balach, and a Chos of Anir, when Machmir by Yovish by Yovish. Where in the world does that come from? Where does it come from? Says the Makor Chaim of all places, you're not going to believe it, comes from a Kesef, I mean, that's one of the source spaces in the Gemara, in Hilchos Avos HaTumah. Hilchos Avos HaTumah. End of the first parak. End of the first parak of the Kesef Mishnah. Kesef Mishnah, the end of Perek Aleph and Abbas Atuma says, Lach, in effect, I'm just giving you a rough translation, Lach b'lach is command the lesser. Yovish b'yovish is command the Isa. That's not much what he said. I didn't say it in those words, but you can look it up. Very end, it's page 122 in this version. Lach b'lach is command the lesser, and yovish b'yovish is command the Isa. Makes sense, doesn't it? The lach lach, we all get mixed it together, and the majority is kosher. So whatever's not the strafe is there, it's like nothing. But yavish b'yavish, it's true that there are two kosher in one trafe, two pesach stick and one chametz stick, and it's batel b'rov right now. But you can't say it doesn't exist. Can you eat all three at once? The machloek is a pasuk, the pasha, the answer is no. But that's a whole, the various shittas. But the pasha can't eat all three at once. It's command the Isa Dami, whereas if it's mixed in liquid, you can drink the whole thing at once. That's a critical distinction. That's what Makor Chaim explains. Very important. And then he finally comes to your point, Noam, and Sifkot Tes. What happens if you don't know about the Tarovis till Pesach? You don't know about it. What's it did? If you look at the Shach and the Ardea there inside the Tes, he says the only time we say that it's already buckled, and you can't, would not become a close of veneer later on, is that what he calls there, no da ha taruvus. The taruvus is known. When you know about the taruvus, then it's bottle. When you don't know about it, how can it be bottle? You don't even know about it. Because it's not an automatic thing that happens by an act of God. It's a halacha bit. Torah says, if you know about the situation and it's bottle, then we can pass in, oh, we apply the ruling of bit, and then it remains bottle. If you don't know about it, it's nothing. So ask the Shach. So the question is, by Pesach, very often we don't even know about it until Pesach. So then what would be a big problem? That's what I would have said. So Makor Chaim says, well, you know, some argue with the Shach. And here it's even better than that. You know why? You know why it's better than the case of the Shach? Interesting word in the Makor Chaim. He says here, it's no la to Isur b'tarus. What does that mean? No lot of Isur b'tarus. The Isur was never freestanding. From the very moment the thing became Osir, when Pesach came in, it was already b'tarus. And if it's no lot of Isur b'tarus, that's more lenient. Why is it more lenient? What's the lumdus? I'm not like the whole Yerodeya, but the lumdus of that is, if something is Osir, and you want to be mevatel it, you have to go with all the laws of Bittul. for something that was never asr. It was never asr in the first place. Because the very first minute that it became into this world, how should I put it this way? For the very first minute, the Issa put it in Chal, it was already in the Tarubis. It was already in the Tarubis. So therefore, you don't need the halachas of Bittul. What I have to say is that, you know, this deal is supposed to be from its very creation, from its very inception. But the minute the Pesach came in, was already mixed up in 50 times, 60 times its volume. So if it's no ladder, Issa b'tarubis, so then we say, you don't have to go on, come on, a little bit of a bit. You have to know about it. This, that, not to be known. So you have to find all these things in their face. You know that something was mixed in before Pesach. You know for a fact, based on the package of it, they go to the story by orange juice. Why orange juice? So the orange juice, we assume, is already before Pesach. It's not a problem, really. But the question that becomes, very nice, but even if you can tell this is packaged from before Pesach, but you didn't know about it then, you know about it first now, for some paskin, no good. Buy everything before Pesach. Why? Because if you're going to buy it on Pesach, on Chol HaMoed, even though you know, you can tell from this codes and everything. It was processed before Pesach, but since you didn't know that it's bottled, before Pesach, so therefore you cannot rely on that bit. The Makor Chaim at the end, although he suggests this, at the end ends up being maker. Well, some argue with all shock to begin with, and he says, no, that bit tarubis, because it was processed before Pesach. We know that from the very moment that Pesach came in, it was already involved in a mixture, so therefore it's more calm. You have to come up with all the law of bitl. Bitl means it was usur. You have to have a formalized bitl to be mevatel. And a formalized bitl requires no doubt. But if it was never freestanding isur, perhaps you don't need all the formalities of bitl in order to make it permissible. That's what the Makor Chaim suggests.
Which was?
Test. Oh, another question. Who has to know about it? Who has to know? Very good. Who has to know about it? Must I know about it? Or is it enough if any Jew in the world knows it? Goy doesn't know. Enough if any Jew knows about it. So it could be that if, even if it's all by a version talk, the entire of the Heksher, so presumably the Mashgiach knows that it's brought to the world, I would hope. I hope that the Mashgiachim know that whatever's there is brought to the world. So therefore, it depends on the Mashgiach, then. Let's not get into that right now. So, assume it's under a decent hashgacha, so the fact that somebody knows about it would also be good enough. That's another small halacha in the modern day world. I don't want to get with the... whatever. Say enough. Now. Oh. Okay. So far, so good. So without analyzing the sugya, we call chozer v'nir. And a really beautiful analysis, both in the Vilna Goyen, as usual, and then the Kor Chaim, as usual, these are Gedolim who lead the way for us and teach us how to analyze these sugyas. The Kor Chaim taught us a big chiddush, that there are two sideshows going on at the same time. One is, and the Gra basically says, do we say Chozer v'nir or not? That's issue number one. And issue number two is what we call Heter v'Heter. And all the riots back and forth with the Kilayim, with the Tzemer Rechelim, with the Tzemer Gemalim, and with the big rice in our forest, the Dara, with the Tzvila, the Mikveh, that's all, we'll call it a side point, that's all on one point, that's the point of what? Of Heter Beheter. But there's another point over here, which is the question of Chozer v'Nir, even if it's doing with Issa Beheter. I mean, there are two separate points over here, do you follow what I'm saying? That's why your point is so well taken about the Erev Pesach after Chatzos, and about the Bishish and Manat, and the Ramas of Shittos, so go through the whole story. Of course, the Mechaber is very important to what you just said. The Mechaber himself said that Erev Pesach is Bottle of Bishishim, and the Mechaber has 2 days on that in Sif Dalit, whether you say Chozer v'Nir, should Zicha say what? Should Zicha say...
No.
Ain't no Chozer v'Nir. Right? Because once it's already Bottle Bishishim for Erev Pesach, it should remain bottled. Because it's not what? It's not a problem of heter beheter, tisa beheter. Unless you'll say no. As we said before, they're two separate issues. One's an issue of heter beheter. So that issue is moot according to the way that the Mechaba passes in Sif Beis. Because of the Erev Pesach factor. But even if someone's going to be isa beheter, we could still suggest, all right, that's isa beheter. But now it can still be chosav v'nir. True, it's more chamor if I add, as we find in the sugi in Bechoros, we add it. The Ramah makes a distinction that Dov made. But Akiva doesn't understand. Why should there be a distinction? What's the difference? So the Mechab is not completely shver, but so there's a little bit of a dochel could be, as the Mechor Chaim has the beginning of some cut and chest. Yeah?
Assuming this hechsher is a no-dom, they already know, and we can learn stuff like this.
Right. That's exactly it. Yes?
In the Mordechai, in the end of here, the fourth line of the Bible says, I have a shvud, you have to slow the whole thing. Lip Pesach. That's not talking about the fourth line, it's talking about Lip Pesach. Can you talk about those in Tamil
Awesome, Tamil, God, we haven't gotten that word yet.
No, what are you talking about? Four months ago, I got a shvud yashar solo hobos bid pesach. Not kol yashar, it's bid pesach.
Keep reading.
Shavuot harin avgar and mekol chayin solo hobos
yashar solo hobos. Ah, that's it. Tamil is a belief from before pesach.
Yeah, so that's
not a belief. Belief, no.
That's where you're just like, wow.
No.
So that's what are you talking about then?
What's
the point of the problem? I can understand that.
Because the belia, salt, whatever was used, they didn't check it.
Yeah.
That was bungled the shishim. But now it's going to come out on Pesach.
No, you're cooking it on Pesach. But you cooked it right on Pesach. You're not cooking it before. You're cooking
it on Pesach. The knife was already fucked.
No. This utensil I'm using now on Pesach,
was used
right before Pesach, they used it for stuff which had unsupervised salt. It's going to have a marshal of
So the pot is being called in the air out of the pot?
Might have thought of this, that comes out. Tell it to what it is. Oh. Rabosai. What about the Mishra Brusha? Please look inside. If you don't have your own, look with somebody else. Is the heat on in here or something there?
Huh?
Can you turn off the heat? Top Mem Zion, that's the simon. Second, relax. Never have Top Mem Zion? Please look inside with somebody else if you don't have your own. Please. Very important to look inside. The Mechavis says, we'll start again. Mechavis Sivdal, starting again. Sivdal. If you don't have a Mishnah Berurah, take a Shulchan Aruch at least. Get one Shulchan, I want to have a Shulchan. Who needs? Who else can even have? Do you know what, Mr. Bruce?
No.
You don't have, take this. No. At least take this. It has to grow on it. Yeah, you can try this one. Here's something Shulchan Aruch. In the Mishnah Berurah, it's page 46. All right?